You were also in the restaurant business in the 60s, weren't you?
Never get in the restaurant business, they tell you. When I was stationed in Germany and we were on a baseball trip, I went to Berlin, and they had a wonderful place called the Risi Bar, and you'd sit in a booth and you'd look across and see a table number, like 163, and you'd pick up the phone and call them, ask her if she wanted to dance. They also had a thing you could write out a note to them, and you'd send it like the old department store shoots and send it to them. Anyway, that gave an idea to me when we got back. We bought an old grocery store that this elderly couple were selling on Boyd Street. We bought it, and three of us put in a restaurant called Across the Street, and we used those phones as our unique way of ordering the food, rather than sometimes you go up and place your order at the counter, and then they paid you. This way, this light comes on at your booth to tell you your food's ready after you've ordered it by phone. So it was very successful. We eventually sold out and went into a couple other restaurants that did fine. I had one called Daddy's Garage. I was over in Tulsa driving back to the old 66 and stopped along the way and saw all these great things that I thought could go in that restaurant. I came home with a boatload of equipment to start that restaurant, and so several of us did that. That was a nice experience, too. They did a lot better with it because it's now called the Metro, and it's one of the hot restaurants in town.